Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is 7:33. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning. It's Wednesday, which means we get to speak to Dr. Carl. He is our Australian science communicator. Dr. Carl, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Very well, thank you, Dr. Howard.
Good. Let's talk about fingernails, because they're becoming quite the focus, aren't they?
Well, yes. So we finally know a lot about the fingernails and how they grow. Based, I'd like to point out one person who was obsessive enough to measure the growth of their fingernails on both all of their fingers on their hands and their feet for 35 years.
Oh gosh!
Now have a look at your thumbnail, and you'll probably notice that there's a sort of like a half or quarter moon at the top, and then there's that is a marker that stays there underneath, and the transparent nail travels over the top of it. So once a week for 35 years on all 20 toes and fingers, he got a very sharp file and then made a mark on the nail with the file at exactly that point, and then measured how far
it would grow. I see. I got it. Yes. Because otherwise, how else do you measure it?
Slowly and painfully for 35 years. Now, I do have a finding. However, I should point out that this is a fairly biased finding.
Right.
So far in the history of the human race, there's only one person who has ever been obsessive enough to do it every week for 35 years on 20 toes, who turned out to be a middle-aged white male professor of medicine in Iowa.
Okay.
So we know nothing
so it's a very
about
focused study.
Very
group.
Limited population.
Right. Yes,
we know
exactly.
We know nothing about Norwegian people, nor Asian.
Yeah, or
nor
anyone
Indian,
from Africa, of course.
Nor anybody from Africa or the South Pacific. All we got is one person. And so what we've got is, firstly, by the way, the papers go way, way back, and they start off with interesting titles like, this one is A Discourse on Fingernail Growth and Unusual Fingernails by William M. Bean, ND. And then 10 years later, he came up with another paper called flipping over the pages, here we go. He did a lot of writing. Nail growth, a 20-year study. And then, a little bit later, he came up with another paper called Nail Growth, 30 Years of Observation.
Oh, my word.
And finally,
not a bestseller, I would imagine.
No. And finally, in 1980, he published in the Archives of Internal Medicine, Nail Growth, :35 Years of Observation. Okay, now here's the results.
Right, so that's
number
important.
One.
Yes. Write this down.
Okay. First result.
Yep, I mean, you're not a white middle-aged male from America, but you can still write it down. Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so firstly, fingernails will grow faster than toenails.
It's true.
Okay, that's the first one. Right. Second one, on the hands, the middle fingernails grow the fastest. Then thirdly, as you get older, the growth of the fingernails slows down. So, as an example, when he was 32, his left thumbnail was growing 3.69 millimetres a month, or about 40-something millimetres a year, which is roughly the rate at which the continents drift around the planet on the surface on their tectonic plates. So the continents move at roughly the rate your fingernails grow at, about 40 millimetres a month. And so it slowed from 3.69 when he was 32 to 2.85 when he was 65, when he was 69. There are 30 years of study.
Right.
35 years of study.
And wow, that's not a hell of a lot to show for it.
Oh, it is. So now at least we've got one set of findings, because before that, we didn't know. We kind of thought that fingernails grew faster than toenails.
Yes.
And we maybe thought, but we didn't actually have one person measuring. So far at the moment, we've only got one person. And I remember when I was a medical doctor, I would look at people's fingernails as part of the diagnosis as I was admitting them as a patient into the hospital.
Interesting. And what were you looking for?
Well, there's a little book you can buy called Diagnostic Diseases of the Fingernails, and there's about 130 different diseases
right.
that reflect the condition elsewhere in the body that show themselves in the fingernail. So there's a condition called clubbing. Now, if you have a look at your thumbnail from the side,
right.
you'll see that it goes virtually straight from the
yes.
base all yes. the way to the tip. But if it bulges upward,
right.
you know, as it both back longitudinally as well as left to right,
right.
that's called clubbing, C-L-U-B-B-I-N-G. There's about 20 different causes of clubbing, such as various marijuana consumption can
Ooh.
Cause clubbing as well.
Really?
And then,
let me
and
see your nails.
And then the other thing is, very good. And so, and then the other thing is that when you get a severe illness, basically everything stops. By severe illness, I don't mean you're a bit crook. I mean
right.
you're in bed for 5 days. You've got the sweats. You've got fevers. Finally, after on the day 6 or 7, you stagger out of bed. You can walk around a bit. You can have a cup of tea. You've lost a couple of kilos weight. You've had a terrible week. And if you look at the fingernails, you'll see that they've stopped growing. It's called a bowline. Look it up on Wikipedia. B-E-A-U, which is the name of the doctor who first commented on it. And it's a horizontal line running across all of the fingernails, but most pronounced on the thumbnails. So I'd always look at the thumbnails, the nails of a patient. I'd say, oh, my gosh, it appears, looking at their thumbnail, that you might have had a bit of a severe illness about 6 weeks ago. And I'd say, oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you. I was stuck in bed for a week. So that's another thing you can find out about fingernails.
Absolutely amazing. We don't have a lot of time, but I definitely want to ask you about bolts of lightning.
It turns out that if you're close to a bolt of lightning,
mm-hmm.
you can pick up a lifetime's worth of radiation. Now, a bit of background to that is that radiation is all around us. Some of the beaches in Brazil are very radioactive.
Mm-hmm.
And will give you a lifetime equivalent dose of radiation in just a few months. Bananas are radioactive, and in fact, you can get a fatal dose of radiation from bananas if you eat 3,500 tons at one sitting.
Wow, I must.
Which is a bit hard.
That's
the
yes.
weight of a small right. military frigate.
Right.
So there's radiation all around us, and we discovered back around 15 years ago that there's radiation, gamma radiation, coming from the inside of thunderclouds, and we sent some drones in there, and to our surprise, the radiation dose was equivalent to what you'd normally get over a whole lifetime. And then I'm suddenly thinking about my neighbor up the road 100 yards from me, who twice over a 15-year period has had a bolt of lightning smash through the front window
wow.
and go right through the house smash into the kitchen just a few meters from where she was.
Wow.
So I'm guessing that she's received 2 lifetime doses of radiation, which may be implicated in some types of cancer. So when lightning flashes, the lightning light travels almost instantaneously, but the sound travels much more slowly at 1 kilometer every 3 seconds. So if you see flash and you count 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, that's 1 kilometer. But if you see flash and then immediately bang, you're probably within 50 or 100 meters of where it hit the ground, and you might have picked up a lifetime dose of radiation. We don't know.
Very, very interesting and quite scary.
Yeah.
Dr. Carl, we do need to leave it there. It is 7:42. I'm Howard Feldman. Give me your thoughts, your reaction on 061-895-1019.